Welcome to Two Nerds and an Actor, the entertainment podcast for the nerd adjacent to the nerd aficionado, where we tell you in hilarious fashion what to watch and why. We review one TV show and movie to let you know if you should watch that or not. I am here, season 5, episode 3, with my nerdistas.
Nerdistas.
Like baristas?
Close. Fashionistas?
Okay.
Mike Santana.
I'm too busy at the Hellfire Gala to answer any type of questions. That's where I am. My spirit is there in Cocoa. That's where it is.
Franz Jerome.
From the house of, I don't know, I can't. What's the designer that they don't use on Legendary? I don't know. They use all of them.
I was going to say.
From the house of South Pole.
I was going to say.
Wow, that was my house.
South Pole.
Back in the day.
Straight Bronx, South Pole.
And I'm your number one Dalmatian, Aisha Jordan.
Damies and Dalmatians.
If you can't tell, we will be talking about Cruella. Yes, we did that premiere access and we saw that movie. We will also be talking about Love, Death, Robots. We're going to be hitting some nerdy leaks on some castings, some crazy mashups, and some cancellations. And we're going to hit you with some trailers as well. So thank you everyone for being here. If you are watching us live, thank you for being here with us live. If you have not been here before, know that we do see your comments. We love you, and we will address them towards the end, hang out with us at the end, and what's in the middle there. And if we can periodically shout you out, we will. So thank you for being here, and thank you to our listeners who are hearing this out of time, but that's the best time. So let's get started.
I hope I can see the chat here. I can't see it from there, but...
We'll have to do a moment where we zoom in later.
I think eventually we should just flip it so that's there.
And then it should be like Minority Report. We can be like,
yes.
Just like,
yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All right.
All right, let's get into this.
Hey, pick up Spider-Man.
So the first piece of news that I think is actually pretty hilarious is that the Netflix series... Jupiter Legacy.
The one we just
the
reviewed?
The one we literally just reviewed has been canceled. Yep. It will not be having any further seasons. And, I mean, to be honest, I'm not surprised. I don't know whether it's because maybe they didn't get a lot of views or it just was like, eh.
The article I read about it was like Netflix let all the actors go.
What?
Some shit like that. Like Netflix told all the actors...
You are relieved.
Yeah, you don't have to return. We're good.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen something like that.
I've never heard
you
that.
You just tell the crew, yeah, don't come back.
So you are there good? Like producers or somewhere who are just like, wait, what?
Yeah. And then the stranger part of it is that Netflix is still moving forward with like a series in that same Mark Millar universe,
right? Mm-hmm.
But it focuses on the villains of Jupiter's Legacy or whatever.
Huh. Yeah.
So it's like it's like sending the Justice League
away.
Home,
yeah.
What? You know, like
you can take a break. Thanks.
Next season, Doom.
We'll call you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So do you think they're probably like bounce around that maybe it's going to be like they're villains and if it does well, they'll bring them back maybe?
I don't know. I don't know how it would feel if you told me because it ended on a cliffhanger. It must have done that poorly that...
I feel like that might have been it.
That's weird because what's done poorly off of one season lately, you know? Like, I don't know.
Especially something that's like superhero related.
Yeah, Mima will be devastated because I think she kind of liked... the series, kind of.
Maybe that's why it got canceled.
Yeah.
Kind of liked. Mm. But what is the name of the other series that's coming into play?
I don't know.
Super Crooks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Super Crooks. Yeah,
yeah. Which so, sounds worse, like a worse title.
A worse title, right?
Super Crooks.
I feel like the whole Jupiter...
We're the Super Crooks.
Nothing was really fully explained, I think, anyway, so...
That was the sound of a Samsung phone hitting a table.
He was so mad, he flipped a phone. You know, like, instead of flipping a table.
It's alright. If it breaks, the new Samsung digital mascot person can fix it for you. She's an internet sensation.
Bixby? Okay.
No. No.
No.
We're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
We're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Alright. So, let's get into Sandman. I feel like we've talked about this a bunch of times, just because it's been a long time about it coming out or happening and blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. But now there's casting.
Yeah.
Right? Casting was announced.
For a lot of the major roles.
Yeah. And so what I saw is people are mad because the characters are black and non-binary, but it sounds like that's how they were written. So I'm a little confused. I was like, what?
A lot of the, like we'll start with the more, I think the most explosive one was Death, who in the Sandman comics is extremely pale.
Okay.
Like ghostly, like ghostly.
Like not like white, like paint.
Right, yes. Like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not white, like literally right. Just like,
not
you
the
know,
caucasity.
Yeah, super iconic.
Cram box white.
Super, yeah, super iconic looking character and all that stuff, and they've been cast as a black woman now. Mm-hmm. So that's a... So that was the first, like, explode. What? Has exploded.
Right.
But then there are other characters like Desire.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Sandman's family, all their names starts with D.
Okay.
Oh. Hey. I think somebody joined. How do I
Hello.
Make that not do that?
I don't know. Volume
I don't
down?
Know.
My volume is on mute. So.
Well, get ready for that, world.
All right, but continue.
Every time you hear that, somebody at home just like do a little dance. Because that's what we're saying.
But it's like, what is it? So it's Dream, who's Sandman, Dream, Desire, Destruction, Delirium, so forth and so on, Destiny. And right. Desire is androgynous.
Okay.
And it was before non-binary was the commonplace language for it.
Got it.
I was like, so now we don't understand non-binary.
So people are caught on literal words.
Literal words? Also, and stupid. Because it's like, you look at the character, dumb. The character is as pansexual as you're going to get.
I was going to say, like, the androgyny is so strong in Sandman. In the character, yeah. You know, designs and everything. Like, these are ethereal, conceptual beings that represent aspects of reality as we so arrogantly define it.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
boom.
That being said, you know, I don't need Death to look like Domino. and I don't mind if she looks like Domino. You right. know what I'm saying?
Both Dominoes.
Yeah,
whichever.
Both the comic Domino right. or the
Deadpool right. movie.
Deadpool Domino.
The Zazie one.
Zazie.
That's so interesting. You know what it means? I feel like it means people were reading it and imagining in their mind something completely different than whatever is being written.
It's a comic right? book. They got the pictures right there.
Oh, I thought it was a book.
Nah,
okay, I'm man. Done. I'm done with people. I tried. I was like, let me be devil's advocate and be like, maybe.
Nah, they done on this one.
Okay, no.
Well, Neil Gaiman on this one, you know, this is another one of his projects that he wrote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all this controversy around the American Gods Star series, right? He just came out and said he said I don't give a flying fuck what people are saying
right.
about the casting. Cool. Hopefully, hopefully he's a vocal advocate for the whatever the vision of the show is, more than he seemingly was for the American Gods series.
Right.
You know, hopefully, okay. but hopefully. I don't know.
And we'll see.
Him and Orlando Jones still.
Is it? Then it's not the terms you're saying.
No,
right.
Wait. Oh yeah, because he ended up saying something that was not.
Well, he tried to play both sides of the fence, and that wasn't it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he did so maliciously. Correction. Or
name. Neil Gaiman was playing both sides of the fence.
Right.
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if Neil Gaiman was doing anything with malicious, and I don't think so, but the point is he was ineffectual
right
to Orlando, you know, to his, I don't know, standards or right. whatever.
Hashtag free Orlando Charles, free Nancy.
Yeah,
think that he's free.
Oh, he's very
that's
free.
That's the problem. They let him go.
He got Netflix.
He got Netflix.
He got
you
legacy.
Do not need
he
to return.
He got Jupiter's legacy.
All right, Okay, well, I mean, I'm excited for the casting. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I don't know anything about Sandman, really, so...
We'll learn together.
So, yay! All right, so the next piece of news is a hilarious one that I feel like has been showing up in many places, memes and whatnot, that apparently... And I still don't know if it's real. I feel like somebody made this up, but... They want to do a crossover of Fast and Furious and Jurassic World. Now, I say Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park.
I mean, because, you can't.
Well, I mean, you never know.
But they're four in the same.
No, because Jurassic World was like, oh my God, we're going to splice a T-Rex with a pterodactyl. And they're like, ah, with tiny little arms. And then that's not
They're in the same Jurassic universe, Park. Though.
Mm. I accept it if B.D. Wong is the actual bad guy. It was just B.D. Wong. No. For the Fast and Furious and
he's what the if he's
you make it a car dinosaur.
Nah, I was about to say something.
It's like,
I'm just trying to...
They don't need to jump buildings. They fly buildings.
Okay, I'll say this. B.D. Wong's character does not need to be related to Han to connect the universes. I'll say that.
Evidence-shaped absence.
Okay, I'll say that. But maybe they use John Cena's Toretto DNA to make the camouflage for that hybrid dinosaur. Oh,
Indominus Rex.
Yes, maybe that's how the Indominus Rex was able to mask its visibility.
But what is the story here? Why would dinosaurs come into play?
Why the fuck do you need a story?
I don't know the stories of Fast and Furious.
There won't be a story. We just get dropped in. Michelle Rodriguez is going to open the cold open with Michelle Rodriguez halo diving.
No.
On a pterodactyl.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a pterodactyl clenched on her back.
Right.
And she's just
right.
like.
And it drops her in a car.
No.
Yeah.
A Flintstones car.
Mm-hmm. And then she starts running with her feet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, totally.
There are no streets in the Paleolithic era. So I don't know how, but there were wheels perhaps. Or right there? No, I don't know.
So.
No one's stronger than family. DNA.
Amber.
Oh,
Amber
my God.
I want to hear Ludacris say spared no expense as he drives like a mech that he built.
I actually would like to hear
out
that.
Of dinosaur bones.
Called Ripley.
Yeah.
I would like to. I mean, sky's the limit, or it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
Beyond the sky.
They're in space, probably, in Fast 9. So
no, didn't they show it in the trailer?
No. They did not show them driving in space.
They weren't driving
they're
in
not,
space.
That's the money shot. That's
they weren't driving in space. But they were in some type of thing, like they're about to do a halo jump.
Maybe. Okay, halo jump, but that's not...
That's like, almost space.
He's still breathing. Like, you know,
space.
They had helmets
I've
on.
Always said I want to see the Fast and Furious franchise driving on the moon and shit. But now, if there's even a sliver of a possibility of merging these franchises, even if for a one-off, then I just want to see Toretto's biking down the spine of a fucking brachiosaur.
Oh my gosh. They have to do the entire beginning
I
of Flintstones.
I see this and raise this because I saw it in the chat. Why wouldn't there be a Fast and the Furious and Transformers collab? Isn't that like a no-brainer?
Whoa.
Wait, who said this whole time... It hasn't been. See, the problem with Shia LaBeouf, besides legal issues, is that Bumblebee on the first date was already making it apparent. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm alive.
The other cars are just sleeper cells.
Right. How do we know when Dom next... the cutscene, the post-credits scene in 9.
Right.
He goes back to the family garage. He's tinkering.
Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
He's like, where's my nitrous? You know?
And then Bumblebee was like, not right here.
And the car is just hands it to him. This can happen.
I will need
that
new
one
pants.
Makes more sense.
If that happens, I will need two pairs.
Well, that's
of
your
new
problem.
Pants.
Are you watching this in a theater with pants on?
No.
This is Fast 9.
At home.
I mean, yeah, Fast 9. I need to feel the danger of COVID.
Nah, I'm good. First of all, Fast 9 is coming out like when is it? It's not till like August or
not
something.
Not soon enough.
Really?
June. I think it comes out June 26th.
I feel like that's too early.
Waiting for school to be out?
You hear that? You hear that, Christian? June 26th.
I feel like that's not the right date, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's the end of June.
What? It's July. They keep moving it. It's been moved like 8 times.
Nah.
I think the latest one was the end of June. June 25th.
Oh, okay. Maybe
that's a Friday.
Maybe you guys are
so then there you go.
All right. Well,
you hit that, Christian. Boop, boop, boop.
On that note, let's take it to the shout-outs. Okay. I'd like to shout out Christian. Why not?
Wow, how you get a double? I'm gonna shout out. I think Liz is in the chat.
Legit.
Liz.
I shout out
what?
Liz.
What? Yes, I like to shout out everyone who is joining us on the chat there. I can't see. Somebody help us.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get a
the child is in the building. Ludafly's priest is in the building.
Hey.
And I don't see anybody else's name.
We'll bring it closer. We'll shout you out again later. But I also want to shout out E, because E actually held us down the first time we were in this specific space and before with setting all this up. So big shout out to E for helping us get set up.
A lot of mercy.
We were able to set up much quicker today.
Way quicker. We were still slightly late. But that was not because of the setup. It wasn't us.
It wasn't because of the setup.
It wasn't. We were ready to go, and then it was like, pause, please.
Yeah.
So.
We got doxxed. We got raided.
We did.
Because we on Twitch now, so that we susceptible.
Everybody knew who we were. So, thank you to everyone who has sat with us, is here now, especially to E, Kat Ramos, you know the deal. Thank you for being there for us. So if you want to get shouted out, a special shout out, there's a way you can support us. You can donate, you can like, you can comment, you can subscribe. We have so many places to, well, not subscribe, everybody uses different words, but to follow us on now. So make sure you're following us on Twitch, make sure you're subscribing to our YouTube, and are going to our Facebook page, liking, commenting. If there's something you really loved, post it. Be like, yo, that was hilarious. People do it all the time. Put it in your story. Anytime you see us, share it. It helps us build the algorithm and we get more places and we're heard by more people. And that's what we really need. So do that. You can donate.
Yeah, donate. Supplementary shout out. Sorry to interrupt. Ruffin is in the building. Fino is here.
Ow!
I was like, Christian, I see you in the building. See you in the cut. And no platform. Doesn't matter. We have multi-stream chat, so we can see how they work. Cortez has entered the stream.
You can chat along with us on any of the three platforms that we're live streaming on, whether that's YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch.
They're gonna get a starting drop.
Was you? No, that was part of the shoutouts. So yeah, if you know anybody who wants to get the word out about their business, you can be a sponsor with us. We'll put it in this section, little commercial break, and then we'll work out some deals with funding and helping support the way we run this. And you can do that by also donating, fundraising.fractalize.org/tunersandactor. And to come soon, hopefully, more ways to give and donate so that we can keep this thing going.
Yeah.
We can pay our dude Daryl. Thanks, Daryl. And, you know, one day pay ourselves. Because honestly, we should all be able to do what we want in life. And this is what we want to do in life. And unfortunately, there's this thing called money that exists. So I can't just do this because I have to pay my bills. So wouldn't it be cool if we could all just do what we really love?
I'd like to do all the people I love.
Wait. Me too.
Yeah.
Let's do this GoFundMe. We gotta get this GoFundMe going for Jupiter's Legacy Season 2.
I know, we gotta get that. That's more important.
They should have did OnlyFans.
All right.
I thought that's what his daughter was doing.
All right, we're gonna go into our no spoilers.
So it's safe.
Yes, if you haven't seen the Cruella movie, which you probably haven't, unless you were like, you know what? Here is $30. That's fine.
No, they could have gone to the theater too, I think.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, either way, if you haven't gotten to a COVID theater or rented it on Premier Access, keep listening. And if you haven't watched the new season of Love, Death, Robots, also keep listening. And then we will get into our spotlight later. All right. So here's my first question about Love, Death, Robots.
Oh, we're doing that first?
Yes.
Okay. Love, Death, Robots. Season 2, Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Initial reactions. It was a shorter season, I feel.
Much, actually.
Shorter season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm waiting for the question.
Ready. Just initial reactions.
Oh. Well, you told me it was short, and I was like, motherfucker, we're recording in 37 hours. How short is this? And I was able to watch it, like, in less than or just about an hour.
Yeah.
It's short.
Literally short.
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, okay.
It was wild short.
Is not this short. The chair. France is not this short. But Love Death Robots, you can watch it real quick. You can watch it during our breaks when we ran.
Legit.
Honestly.
Don't.
Honestly, it felt like kind of one note for me this time. Honestly, like, it really did in terms of, like, the animation. Not that it wasn't good. I think the animation was still phenomenal, but it felt still kind of one note, and so did some of the stories. So I was slightly disappointed because I think that first season really surprised me on so many different levels.
It felt rushed. I feel like they was trying to, like, get it out while everybody's at home.
Love that robot.
Yeah, because it was just like the animation style was one thing. It was mad similar across the board. Right. It was all very dark, as opposed to the first season, which had a bunch of like diverse animation styles and vibrant storytelling across the board. Where it was like you didn't know where an episode was going to go, but by the end of this one, I was just like, oh. They all kind of felt similarly toned, with the exception of, like, the first one.
Right.
I agree that season one, the vibrancy of the colors and the diversity of the animations was much more apparent. There were more episodes. But
yeah, that's true.
But even just, like, thematically, they felt more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
This season, I think I'm going to chalk up the similarities in darkness, possibly to an attempt to try to build some cohesion between. Because, you know, the fun thing about Black Mirror is finding the little things that may connect this world into one big story.
Right. Yeah. Like, and how everything has to do with, like,
the cookie. And there's certain terms, and sometimes you see some tech in the background from a previous episode or whatever. But it's not necessarily tied together. I think that might have been what they were attempting. I think it's harder to do with the animated format.
Yeah.
When you have so many different types of artists working on these things. And then you have that COVID year. I don't know how that affected maybe production or maybe why the season was so short. I have no idea.
That's what I thought, too. I thought even the idea, like, maybe they are working from home. Because I know they did, like, Raya and the Last Dragon from home. So it's like, are these animators
amazing.
When this is, like, all they could do? I know, that's insane.
I couldn't.
It said it at the end. I was like, oh, what? Yeah. It was like, thank you to everyone who worked on this from their homes.
I made Raya in my pajamas. What?
I feel like they could probably wear their pajamas anyway, because, like, what are you? You animate things. Who are you talking to?
Yeah. But Love the Robots, much shorter season. Not as, you know, episode to episode diverse experience as the first season was.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like y'all enjoyed it as much either. I thought it was okay. But the highs of this season, nothing touched the highs that I got from season one.
Yeah.
And the episodes, like, there's not really, like, a standout episode that I could pluck from season two that I would say to somebody, you need to watch this series. Here's the reason why, the way there was with season one.
Yeah.
The Nine-Tailed Fox episode is the one that stood out to me.
Right.
Same.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, here, watch this show for stories like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Not to say it didn't have interesting stories, but...
It's cool, but it's not as cool.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was going to be my next question. Is it a yes or no to watching it, though?
No, watch it.
I would say yes. It's not like a tepid yes, but see, where we didn't know what the fuck first season of, like, that just came out of nowhere.
And
we
were like, nowhere.
Have you seen this? And we were like, oh, shit, it's like animated Black Mirror. Which is a fair or unfair comparison, whatever. Same company, Netflix. But for this one, I'd just be like, quality animation.
Right. Still intriguing stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, like it's not bad.
Right.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just there's so many things that are competing for your time. Mm-hmm. It's like, is this what I'm going to tell people to rush to? No.
Probably not.
But it's, you know.
I will say, and just out of, mostly out of fairness, is that each one of those is made by a different studio. Somebody had to think of a thing, think of an idea, be inspired. Blah, blah, blah. Like, watch it. Watch it. It's watch it, yes. Meet your expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We'll get more into it in the spoiler.
I feel like there's more to say in the spoiler, but...
Sure.
You get it.
Isn't there always?
Of course. All right, so Cruella. For this one, I also want to know your initial reactions. And then, is it worth the Premier Access purchase?
Oh. Well, the second part of that is really tricky. Because how many people are we saying are going to watch? You know what I mean? If it's just you by yourself, $30, I don't think there's one Premier Access movie that could come out that would justify a $30 price for you, yourself, and yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about like a family movie or whatever, two, three of y'all.
Right, mad accounts.
Then I would say easily, I would say yes.
Hmm.
I would say yes, it's worth it. I mean, if you don't want to go to the movie theater... If you're still apprehensive about that.
And to be fair, if you do have a family, it's probably cheaper than
absolutely
a movie
cheaper.
Oh, hell yeah.
To
yeah.
do their premiere. Yeah.
Popcorn.
No popcorn, no soda.
We have like five kids. That's like $100 to go to the movies.
You're right. You're damn right.
But, four snacks.
But so that was the second part. First part, initial reactions. I mean, Disney for me has had like a, literally a hit or miss track record recently, the last couple years, when it comes to the live action
adaptations.
This is not a live action adaptation. That's what made this one a little bit different. This was like
an this was a
like an origin.
Maleficent.
Yeah, this was a Maleficent esque type, and I would say my initial reactions were this wasn't bad. I actually enjoyed a lot of this. I didn't necessarily want it.
Right. Yes. That's how I
felt. But I was like, this opens up possibilities for other things.
So that second part is how I felt. I'm like, I don't think I wanted this or ever asked for it. And then watching it, it felt like fan fiction. Like, it felt like someone was like, wouldn't it be cool if we knew how Cruella started? And that's what it kind of felt like.
I was like, okay,
you know, that's why everyone loves Cursed Child. It's not good. It's not a good story. But you're like, oh, what if? Interesting.
Right.
And that's kind of felt like from the get-go. And we'll get into more in spoiler, but just that very beginning was a little bit of a letdown for me. And then it picked itself back up a little bit later. So there's highs and lows.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about them.
I think the whole Premier Access thing is bullshit to begin with. So stupid.
They made it up for the pandemic. It was never going to be a thing.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a thing.
You think it won't persist?
Oh, no.
That's different.
Yeah, that's
because
different.
Now that they know, if people are buying it, then the market is saying, I watch this at home. I'm good watching this at home. And that's something we've talked about for a while anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so... And then when we talked about it like a one shot. We buy it. Tell the friends to come over and we watch it together. This is different.
Yeah.
You watch it, but everybody else on your account can watch it from their locations.
I didn't think of that.
You can watch it together virtually with that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So
I think it's for people who actually probably would never go to the movie theater to see the movie. And they're like, oh, it's right here. It's available. I can watch it now.
And look, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend the multi-billion-dollar company and say, hey, well, they could charge whatever they want. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I think considering what the options were with the pandemic and everything else, I don't think it's that bad.
They're going to keep doing it.
I still think it's bullshit. But I also recognize...
It's just not as bullshit.
It's not as bullshit.
That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. I'll take it.
I thought Cruella was fire. I think it... I was like,
the movie or the character?
The movie.
Okay.
The movie.
I just wanted to be clear.
I thought the movie was cool, and it kind of does that niche thing that if Disney focuses on the success of Marvel Studios, starting to identify like this was a niche for a specific kind of like with is a fashion theme.
Yeah,
I was like all set throughout, and I was like same way, you know, like Winter Soldier was like, we're gonna go political thriller for this one. Like, you pick a genre,
yeah,
and you run with it with the character.
If you like Project Runway,
you love this shit.
Yeah.
Where's yeah. Andre?
It's I said that while we were watching at one point.
Like, it's the I Devil have... Wears Prada for kids.
That's what a lot of people say.
It's the
say.
Devil wearing making Prada.
It's the devil yeah. making Prada for kids.
It really is.
They openly talk about a lot of topics.
A lot of things happen
in this movie.
Yeah.
That you're like, wow, okay, that's a discussion. That's a discussion.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, Cruella wants to kill puppies. So right, the that's first what she's, movie like, itself for. Was a pretty deep conversation.
Absolutely.
She's killing puppies.
But it was taking place during a time where, you know, fur was murder, you know, like.
Right.
But like the very early,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You know what's funny is that right? It was like, oh, based on a book. You know, the 101 Dalmatians. That's what it says at the end.
Right.
So I was like, oh, like, is this just
yeah.
a book that they made, like, that's written this story, or is this the original?
I didn't know.
I found out.
Okay.
It is the original.
Oh.
So then I read the entire synopsis of the original book.
Uh-huh.
And the book even takes it further than, like, the movie, the well, original movie. Not the Cruella, but 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, right. The animated right. one.
Yeah, animated.
We're not talking about the live action remake of that.
No.
Just right. the animated. Right. Like, Cruella doesn't just want, like, puppies. She's been, like, killing kittens, too. And there's this one cat who was, like, trying to get her revenge. So that's why she lets the puppies go out of the hell's place. Because she's, like, she's killed so many litters of my kittens. Like, fuck her. I was like, oh, my God.
It's Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense.
Wow, that's deeper of a narrative than I thought.
Right? I mean, we'll get more into Swale about Cruella because sure. I have questions.
Sure. And but, I'd like to point out specific things I liked about it, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, non-spoiler, Emma Stone.
Yes.
Is playing the lead character.
Mm-hmm. Great performances, I'll say that.
I mean,
Emma Thompson.
Yeah. Emma Stone and Emma Thompson are really difficult to dislike, in my opinion. Just in general.
It's true.
Just in general. I've seen movies for Emma Stone that I know are not good, but she was great in them, and it's like, that's what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Emma Stone, this is a really strong performance from her.
Yeah.
And it's very different than a lot of other performances.
Yeah.
And also, a heads up, this movie is not a musical.
No, there's no
thank goodness
singing.
Right, it's not a musical, but there's a lot of music in it.
For sure.
A lot of music in it.
And not music like soundtrack music, like strings and stuff.
Yeah,
like
not scores.
Songs.
No, like songs.
Current popular
current
songs.
Current and some original songs in there too.
Right.
But it's not a musical. So if you were thinking, oh, I'm walking into a, you know, Disney-fied bullshit, you're not necessarily.
I will say, non-spoiler, that this is the best they use a lot of music that's already been used a gazillion times, but this was some of the best usage of that music that I've seen in quite some time. It was like every track hit
right
to what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. It didn't make me angry. Usually when they play those songs, I'm like, here we go.
Right, it's too on the nose.
Yeah.
Or it feels like you're just on Sirius FM or XM, whatever the fuck it's called.
But they're just using black music to use black music, and you're can't.
You know, I agree with France.
Yeah.
With the music choice, the song choices. It was definitely not Suicide Squad. Where you felt they were building the movie around the Billboard Top 10.
And you're like, this sucks.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Oh, but if you don't like the Rolling Stones, then.
Then don't even.
Right.
Totally. Don't even.
That was fun. All right, we'll talk more about it in our spoiler.
We're not rating it?
It's in the spoiler. Do we want to rate it now? Yeah.
Well, I think.
I mean, I could go the easy route and say, how many Dalmatians do you give it?
Like the full dogs or just the spots?
Oh, Dalmatian spots for sure. Okay, how many Dalmatian spots do you give it out of 10? Because I feel like that confuses people.
8.
Ooh,
I'll give it 8.
I'll also give it an 8. I think 8 makes sense.
Eight across the board.
Eight across the board.
Three Russian judges. All right.
I feel like we should have little scoreboards.
Yo, no, all right. That if see they us. Donate,
hey. Oh my God.
And then we could get laminated.
The onus is on you.
Mm-hmm. Get laminated and hold up the scorecards.
If you donate, every time you donate, we're just going to throw confetti. Glitter bomb.
I'm not cleaning that shit up.
Me neither.
But if we get a donut, we get a Dyson. And then,
then we get a Roomba, and it just does it during the show.
Roomba cam.
No, I'm not getting the Roomba cam. Did we not just
I know, I freaking hate
talk about Love, Death, Robots?
Oh my God.
I'm not getting the fucking Roomba.
No spoilers.
I didn't spoil it, but I'm not getting a Roomba off
I'm
of that shit.
I'm definitely also not getting Roomba. Because I've had problems with Roomba already from my old office anyway.
So. Oh my God. How did Roomba. You survive?
Roomba. All right. We're going to take a little break. If you were seeing our Instagram, or did I post it on Facebook? I don't know. Our agenda, right? In the break, it says, go get bubble tea.
So are you guys fans of bubble tea?
Bubble tea. If you're not a fan of bubble tea, I don't know why you're here. For them,
you didn't say you don't know why they had to get it.
Yeah, you have to get bubble tea.
No, I was saying, you didn't say they had to get it for themselves. They can get it for you.
Let's do both. Send me bubble tea. You go get yourself bubble tea and bring me one as well.
Mike is fine with water. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. People, that's me. You don't understand. There's a new bubble tea emoji now. Send a bubble tea emoji.
I don't think they could do that.
I don't know if you can, but look in your phones. It's there. It's a little cup. It's like a on tea a with a straw, and there's little bubbles, like boop, 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 boops. Yeah. It's in there.
The child said they already got some before this.
Ow! So you know. Okay. Take a break. Sip on your bubble tea. We will be back. If you are watching this live, we're going to answer some of your, I don't know, are those questions, comments?
I can't
comments?
See them. So
we're going to get closer.
I'm going to need Francis. Gonna see, so yeah. This is we'll not helping.
We'll do it. Stayed with us in our little break. We had a great conversation. Incentive for anyone listening to watch us live.
Make the time. Or just watch the VOD, whatever.
Yeah, or watch later, I guess. That's cool too. All right, so we're going to go. I have one question for us. Because this is what's happening right now. We're seeing the resurgence of the world. Post-pandemic is a word people can say soon.
I feel like we're pre-post.
Yeah, pre-post, post-pre.
Yeah, I really feel like we're pre-post.
We're pan-post-demic.
Wow.
So the question is, should cons come back 100%? At 100% capacity? And then if not, what should the, what is it like, the phases really look like?
Well, we know New York Comic Con announced a few weeks or like a month and a half ago.
Right.
That they were coming back limited capacity.
Limited capacity.
Masks required at all
but
times.
But we don't even know what limited capacity means.
I know that. Limit of 200K, what? mask on all times, social distance, blah, blah, blah. And we talked about how the hell, what does that even fucking look like?
Yeah.
When is vendor on top of vendor over there? Mm-hmm. Artist alley.
No, wait, they had like 10 artists.
No, right. They had 150 artists. Yeah. In a 6 foot by 6 foot block.
Yeah, literally.
All right? It was an alley.
6 feet is like, yeah, literally five artists. You're like,
okay. So we try to picture what does that look like. But now, at least for New York, everything's opening up.
Everything's open.
You know, everything's opening up. So should they? No.
Okay.
Because they're not doing the passport thing. They're not going to be checking. They didn't even check us for IDs before. You think they're going to check people for their fucking vaccination cards, which you can, by the way, just write one down on your, you know, you can fake that. I don't think they're going to require the passport. You know, the digital, the electronic solutions that people...
What is it called? People calling it vaccine passport.
Whatever. Yeah, they're not going to do that. So, what are they really going to do? They're going to check your temp, make sure you got a mask, and keep it moving.
It's true.
So, I don't know.
BlurredCon is happening, 100%. Yeah.
Where's that at?
That's in D.C. I've never been, but it's gotten huge. Like, they take over an entire hotel, just them. Right. For a small con, that's pretty big.
Right.
Like, I think it's at least 5,000 people, something like that. But they're happening. I don't know how they're doing it. They haven't. The reason, like, I haven't been excited to be like, oh, you know what? Maybe I will go, even though I'm vaccinated. Because
you don't know how they're gonna.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how it's working. I just know they're like, yeah, we're on. Who wants to come? But they canceled all their all the panels that got accepted last year or year before or whatever.
They wiped those.
They wiped them. So I don't even know what's happening. So I'm like, well, I don't know if it's worth it for me to go.
Right.
We had a panel, except I was gonna be on two, three panels.
Right.
But now,
yeah, how New York Comic Con and other cons are going to actually do this? Like, are we talking about instead of, let's say, 100 vendors, you're gonna have what, 30?
Right.
Like, I don't know, or 50.
It's like music festivals right now. They're like,
what are they going to do to curb waiting in lines? We've seen lines at Comic-Con that stretch the entire show floor. So what are they going to do to social distance
that? It's going to go all the way down the street.
The Funko Pop lines, and how's that going to work?
Oh, my God. I feel like there's going to be a lot of vendors who decide not to come. That's what I feel it's going to be like.
I mean, just the natural progression. No, we should not have cons right now. I was like, it's too much stupid in the world right now. It's just, wait a minute. But it just ties into all the other things that go into what, how people get paid. That's what it really comes down to. The primary concern is we want our artists and creators and creatives to get paid.
It's been a tough year for them.
This is a lot of bread and butter for a lot. This is part of this.
That's where a lot of artists get the most of their money.
Case in point. But we're not going with, you know, the world's not ready for that conversation around.
Right. You know what they should do?
Paying artists.
What they should do, what they should have did years ago, they should just add days. Not add people. Add days. And then you can only go Monday, Wednesday, blah, 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 blah. So you have mad space, mad room. It might not enhance the amount of artists and stuff you could have in the space, which that would be another conversation. But if you added more days, you could still make the same amount of money you made. But
not really.
Well, close, you wouldn't really have multiple days.
Because, because if you have to be there for more days than you had originally planned or could afford to be.
Right.
Because, you know, where they stay, hotels, maybe they got to store their stuff. I don't know if they get charged for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of complicated things. All I know is this. You're going to open 100%, but we're not even at 50% vaccinated as a country.
Yeah.
And then some of these cons are international.
Oh, yeah. People come from everywhere.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to come from everywhere.
Right.
So it feels like so much less of what it could and should be.
Yeah.
I personally, taking all the economics out of it, none of that is hardship on me.
Right.
I recognize that. All I'm saying is, in terms of the actual safety and whatever, to me, the smartest thing to do is not to have it.
Yeah.
And wait till next year.
Yeah. Isn't that San Diego's not happening, right?
Yeah, but San Diego canceled last year. They canceled this year.
Last year.
Right.
You know, late last year, 2020. So
I feel like you could have took this time to perfect your digital. Like, so many, film festivals were digital. Like, perfect that and we'd be fine.
Yeah, but
this is not to say that any con is coming out 100%. We don't know. They say limited capacity. We don't know. This is just.
And I'm not speaking down on anybody that's doing this, or I'm not trying to say, oh, you didn't. No, I understand. If you feel a financial burden, do it, or you want to do it, fine. But
yeah.
Just looking at the numbers, I don't know.
You got to do what you got to do. Do it. But
will we be at New York Comic Con if we had a chance? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm still going to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm fully vaccinated, but at the same time, What are we doing? I have to know what's happening. I have to know what's happening. I need it, like, what? You know, like BlurredCon. If I'm not in a panel, why am I going to BlurredCon?
And then the cosplayers.
Not like that. I've always wanted to go to BlurredCon, but like in these times, I need a reason.
Yeah, the cosplayers, I feel bad for them.
Oh. Where they've been in stasis, just buildings. They've been like making OD costumes at home.
No, they've been TikTok monsters. Yeah, that's what they've literally been doing.
They have all new Instagram pages.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bless them. TikTok saves cosplay.
Yo, TikTok.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta get on it. All right. That was our question for the week. We're about to go to our spoiler.
All right. It's my turn.
It is, because I said it last time.
All right. What kind of spoiler am I going to go with? I'm going to go goofy with it.
Like Goof Troop?
Like a cartoon.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry, Daryl.
Have fun with that, Daryl.
It's going to be like...
Spoiler.
No, it popped OB.
Everybody knows it's spoiler time.
All right, so now we're spoiling it. Liz, go
yes, away. If you have... Well, we're going to start with Love, Death, Robots. So if you don't care about Love, Death, Robots being spoiled, stick around. Maybe it'll make you want to watch it. Because honestly, I feel like even if we spoil it, like, you can't really describe the visuals, so you might as well go watch it even if you
That's completely fair.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen Cruella, once we start talking about that...
Don't
stick around. There's going to be pretty big spoilers.
We'll give you a thumbs up. Mute your stream, and we'll give you a thumbs up when we're done spoiling Cruella.
Yeah, exactly. Stick with us, because we're going to be doing trailers afterwards.
No, that didn't count. That was a practice thumbs up. That was a practice.
All right. So, Love, Death, Robots. Peak and pit of this season.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Pit, Michael B. Jordan.
Amen.
Oh, right.
Well, I was joking.
I almost totally forgot about that.
That was episode. Such like a...
I think I...
Stupid. That episode was whack.
It was whack.
That was, I think, the wackest episode.
Yes.
I agree.
Which, they went for, like, this realism and the dogfight part looked cool. And
looking
the,
crazy.
Whatever vessel they were shooting at... It was really cool.
Nebulous. And at first, when you see Michael B. Jordan's face, you're like, oh, shit, is that really him?
It's Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
But it could have been anybody. Yeah. It didn't even matter that it was him. It was distracting.
It was somebody before. Which, this is still in connected to the same universe as Samira Wiley's piece. They're going to do one of those every time, apparently.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Well, whatever. That was the pit for me.
I agree.
The peak was... the episode, not the fake the Polar Express episode.
Which one was that one?
The Christmas one?
No. I wasn't even talking about that.
I mean
the one that was on the train.
Which one of the? Oh yes,
yeah,
I remember
not that one.
One.
No,
that one was weird.
It wasn't the first one with the brothers.
Ice.
Ice,
but
yeah,
that one was pretty interesting.
That one was interesting.
It wasn't the Roomba one. That was funny though.
That one was funny.
Oh, it was the one with the babies, with people who couldn't have babies.
People couldn't have babies.
That one was pretty.
Wait, which one was that?
People had immortality.
Yeah.
And as a result,
that was creepy.
That one was pretty good. Yeah, it was. That one was pretty good. But I don't think it was that one either.
There's more than that.
Yeah.
Isn't that all the episodes?
No. Oh, and it wasn't the last episode with the fucking the dead guy on the beach.
Oh, the giant on the beach.
Oh my god, I forgot about
that. That was crazy.
That was existential shit.
Kids.
I needed to know more.
Yeah.
I think it was the baby killing one.
Yeah.
That's your peak?
I mean, a kid killing one.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just kill babies. He killed children.
Killed more than babies.
Like, in general.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was.
It's just a funny phrase. I'm trying.
I know what I said.
I feel like for every episode, it was just something, and maybe it's because we're in a pandemic, and it was like, this is all I got. You know what I mean? These like dark stories that go beyond.
So all that's left in me.
Yeah.
This is dark humor.
Baby killing, you know? But that, honestly, it did surprise me, though. I was like, I'm sorry, what is this episode
about?
Yeah,
I didn't know what was happening. When he closed the door... I thought he was gonna like ask them questions
or something, and then he took out the gun, and I was like,
okay, there's something.
Is this
behind
like a
them?
Stun gun or something?
Right, it looks like a toy gun.
Yeah, it
looked
does.
Very much like a toy gun.
And nope, definitely kills those kids.
We are forgetting one.
Oh.
You did your peak. Everyone did peaks and pits already.
Hey, what's the one I forget?
Well, yeah, you go.
Because my peak was actually the one with the other immortal, the dude who lived. He could regenerate his body.
Oh, yeah. No. That was a peak. That was my peak.
Remember?
With the synthetic robot
girl. And the robot
girlfriend
at the end.
Oh.
Well, whoa. Don't put a label on it.
Right. We don't know they're together.
Yeah. Girlfriend? Like,
maybe
slow down.
Maybe forever, though. Who knows? It might be a life partner.
Whoa. Not everything gotta be committed.
They both, like, can't die.
Okay. But, you know, forever's a long time.
Is there someone else who's gonna be around forever?
Let them. I mean, listen.
I guess you could take time alone.
Look how many people are after his balls.
There was a lot of people.
Okay. But yeah, no. That's my peak.
Yeah, that one was.
I agree. That's my peak.
Story, animation. The animation fit the story so well.
Yeah, the gunplay.
Oh my god.
It was good. Yeah. I like that one.
Okay. Oh wait, Pitt. What is your Pitt one?
Michael B. Jordan.
Damn, we had the same peak and Pitt.
It was terrible.
It was just so bland.
It was so dumb, geez.
And I feel like I'm gonna agree that one's also my pit. Because
not
because
it was him, though.
No, it's not because
it was
Michael Jordan.
It was just whack.
It's because, like, even in the ending, I feel like, so he's stuck in this room, right? And like this robot's trying to kill him. It's pretty menacing, I guess. Steps on his finger. That was nasty.
Yeah.
But then in the end, when he just like gets it to knock out its own knees, I was like, oh, I guess that was pretty simple.
It was a metaphor. The technology is gonna get too big for his own britches, and eventually it'll implode.
No, it was dumb.
The giant, what was the giant on the beach was my, that was my,
mid grade? Is there like a mid grade?
No, it's just
situation?
A super honorable mention. That made super me think
honorable. As a peak.
Yeah, as a peak. It lingered in my head for so long.
Lilliput. What's the name of the people, the place?
The Gulliver's Travels?
Yeah.
Lilliput?
Yeah.
isn't Lilliput?
I think so.
I would say that one was a mid one for me because it was the most interesting. I immediately was like, okay, Attack on Titan, this is connected. What's happening?
Actually, waiting for a giant penis.
Yo, it was just there.
It was there.
And the kids were just.
They saved it for
sliding
later.
Sliding down the rib cage.
Yeah.
And there's a giant 8-foot fucking penis.
But I mean, it was. I wonder what was the impetus for writing that one. Was it like, this is the shit that happens when you have like beached whales? Like, something's wrong. But everyone's like, ha ha ha.
That's how we react to death now.
Right.
We pull our cameras out before we pull out our compassion.
Want to see a dead body?
I think it was talking entirely about just humans are terrible. It's just like humans.
Even to our own selves.
Even to our sense of wonder.
What is that?
Our sense of wonder is.
When they tag it up,
misanthropy? Is that misanthropic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my peak was that fucking Christmas one, I have to say.
You liked that one?
Because I was like, oh god, are we doing like Nightmare Before Christmas or something?
Yep.
Like, what is this? I was like, weird Christmas. And then when that shit came out with hands over its face, like, bah, I was like, fucking, what the fuck is this fucking shit? What's happening?
But they were good.
And then he's like, god. And then he's like, bah, bah.
And
like,
gave them what
spit
they wanted.
Up presents.
No, not just any presents. It's exactly,
it's
what,
exactly
they wanted.
What they wanted. Covered in its saliva.
For a little bit.
Yeah. And he ate the cookies and then he was like, boop, right up. And I was like, yo, that is so legit. Nobody's ever fucking seen Santa.
What happens? What do you mean?
No one's ever seen Santa.
I
am air quoting right now.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I mean,
I don't know. Eating. That's what happens when if you're bad.
What cookies are being eaten in that song?
If you're
groceries.
Bad, he like eats you with his many hands.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He had
so
the
creepy.
Wagon though. It had the wagon. It had like, the sleigh.
It had those kind of legs that are like bent backwards, you know, like they do in Scary Alien.
No, but they asked that question. It's like, what happens if we weren't good? Yeah, what happens?
I really want to know.
Make a bold prediction, France. What happens?
I said they get eaten.
In the words of Dr. No, I expect you to die.
But really, he eats them or he just kills them?
But I feel like it'd be so many dead kids.
You think he turns them into like a...
He probably turns them into gingerbread. Coal.
He turns them into coal.
And then I bet you it's like mad simple and he just like throws up coal. He's like, glop, glop.
What if he just gets really disappointed and cries and runs away?
Oh my God. Can you imagine he's crying? Terrifying.
But shout out he's to... Like,
shout out to Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro, because when that fucking hand thing.
Yes! Do you think he had something to do with it?
He has something to do with everything.
Yeah.
If he's not in the credits, what am I to assume that he still is not the one typing them?
Ridiculous.
Right?
All right.
Why not?
Those are the peaks and pits. Yeah.
Watch it, though.
Watch it. Definitely watch it.
And this is not Michael B. Jordan slander. It's just that he just happened to be in an episode that was like...
Not
could have been anybody. Didn't have to be you.
Right, especially because it was like CGI.
But that's the thing too. It was
you could have animated anybody's face.
It was so well. Everything is so well animated.
Right.
That you're like, when the story doesn't hit, it's like, damn.
It's like you really had everything but the thing.
Yeah. Right. Damn.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. That was a pit for me too.
Do we think the brother was faking the leg injury in the first episode? The ice.
Oh no, that's like.
Because remember, he my leg, and then the brother did the whole fireman carry and it saved him. But then when they was in the alley, he went from limping to then he did like
flips.
He did like a flip.
Oh, that's true.
And it was like nothing. Did he just heal quick or was he faking?
Right. What's his modification
then? What we thinking?
His modification was inspiration.
He's like, I helped my brother. Yay, heal quick. No, I think that all the episodes being so, you know, dark, we're killing babies. There's dead bodies on beaches.
Immortality.
Even the first one that was the funniest one was like, oh my God, this big-headed lady is going to get killed by this Roomba.
Yo, her head was wild big.
And her arms were tiny.
Yeah.
It was so weirdly animated.
That one was funny, though.
It was. It was the only funny one. But then they were on the run forever because all the robots are coming after them. I just didn't want... When they, like, shaved the dog... I was like, that poor dog. Anyway.
Nice cut, G.
I like your cut, G.
And then the other guy saved her. Well, almost saved her.
He saved her.
Yeah, but then she...
He provided the gun that liberated them.
Anyway, I'm hoping there's another season and Netflix doesn't cut it like they cut Jeepers
this,
Legacy.
This made me want another Black Mirror season more because they got a last season of Black Mirror was okay.
It was all right. But you think they're going to do that? Is there going to be more Black Mirror?
I believe so. As a matter of fact, I think we saw not a trailer but like a teaser for like
I thought they were like done here because you know they're like British.
They don't have a choice. The world keeps supplying them with
it's
with
material.
It's just going to be a reality show. We're going to be like, I think is that me? Am I?
don't give them ideas. What if they come up with a way for
everybody's TVs to turn into cameras?
Yeah.
And then you're in the episode.
Just for that one moment. It'll be the only Netflix series that starts with like a disclaimer that you have to click OK.
Oh.
And then you watch it and then it's like
gross. You're like, hello? I hope Black Mirror people
we just gave them mad ideas.
We did. I would like to be paid for those ideas.
Every idea is copyright. No,
finder's fee.
Can't say that.
TMR circle.
All those things. C circle. All right. Let's get into Cruella. Again, if you haven't seen Cruella, mute right now. Mute.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I guess head out, but we want you to stick around.
No. Keep looking at us, but mute it.
And then do your own version of what we're saying. Like, be like, you know.
Lip
like,
read.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
hilarious.
Do a
practice your lip reading.
Be hilarious.
Do something.
Okay, we're going to do peek and pit of this one as well. Okay. But it can be anything. It doesn't have to be like scenes. It can be like, oh, I really loved the fashion.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. All
right. Can I go first?
Yeah.
All right. So don't get mad.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
The pit for me was that initial, like, Cruella revealing herself scene. When she burned.
Fire.
Yeah. Because all the other fashion things that happened were like kind of realistic. Like someone could do that.
Oh, I see how that would work.
But the fire one was way too like special effecty. Yeah, look, I know you could probably do it. I know that it's probably been done on a fucking runway somewhere.
Really hard.
But that one compared to all the other ones that seemed like practical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In their bombacity, in their... It kind of was like, that was a cheap... It was cool, but all the other ones were like grounded, that like it could be done.
Right.
So that one stood out as like a... I wish they came up with some other cool thing.
Yeah.
So that everything seemed possible.
Maybe, yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
So that... It wasn't a pit until the end of the movie, because
when
then I was like damn,
oh,
looking back...
Those other ones.
Yeah, looking back at all the other ones... I was like, you could do those things.
Right.
But that one is just like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, so it took me out.
Because it burned her, like, face.
Yeah. Peak. Peak for me was not the fucking whole soliloquy scene.
Which one?
In front of the fountain where she's...
No.
That,
oh, I was watching that and I was like, man, actors, yo.
I know why that was there.
Yeah, for sure.
That was for the director to be
that
like...
That was the peak of the performance.
Sure.
More
sure.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
Peak for me would be... probably the way they wrapped it up, the ending. Because I still don't really care about Cruella de Vil.
Right.
I really don't. I didn't need this movie.
Yeah.
I'd do another one. Because they definitely can do another one. I think there's plenty of room there to build,
mm-hmm.
to fill in some blanks. But I think the way they wrapped it up at the end, it was cleaner than I thought a movie like this could get.
Right.
You know? So I was like, wow, I had a satisfactory resolution.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, that was surprising.
That's,
so, I would say that.
That's kind of how I felt. I feel like the pit for me was the very beginning, which ended up, I guess, not being so much of a pit. Because, like, watching her be, like, young Cruella and then really doing this, like, rebel girl, does what she wants kind of thing, I was like, I don't care. I didn't care at all. And then when the mom died, I was like, really? That's why she's how she is? Because
like,
the mom
like,
died?
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right?
I
was like,
shit.
What was her name? I don't even...
No, yeah.
You did not care. So I was like, okay. That's when I was like, all right, this is a kid's movie. They have to have, like, the parent die so you can have this moment of like, I need revenge, or now I have to live this way. And
now I'm Cruella again.
Yeah, exactly. So that was, like, a pit for me, but expected, which switched when you find out. Again, you know, if you're listening, this is the spoiler.
This is the full spoiler.
When you find out that Emma Thompson's her actual mom, I was like, okay, you have turned it around. That was interesting. And from that moment on, I was like, oh, okay, okay. But the peak was most definitely the fashion, but very specifically the one with the fucking moths.
Oh, yeah.
That shit... was phenomenal. Because one, I was like, ooh, these beads are so pretty. And mind you, as like, you know, producer, someone who looks at film very specifically, I was like, why is it from South America?
The box
I was like,
in.
Why did the box come from South America? Okay, I guess you're gonna get these fancy beads there. And then when they opened that vault, and I was like, oh my God. Because first of all, the dress was spectacular.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal dress.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I so into every single dress? I don't even do fashion. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, but you watch a lot of fashion-related things.
I do. I watched Project One, right?
You have a lot of
interest
in the people involved in
fashion.
Oh,
yeah. Like, when I'm on a red carpet, when, my dresses will be flawless.
Yeah.
I will maybe
Emma Stone use some is going to make them for you.
Yeah. She'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just played a character.
Just an actor.
I don't have no idea what this
Jared.
Is.
Jared.
Jared. But yeah, that moment for me, I was like, oh my God, this bitch. Yeah. And the garbage one, that one.
The garbage one was my favorite.
Yeah.
That one was probably, easily that was kind of the coolest.
You could have put in that Ludacris Rollout song on that too.
Which one did they use for that one? I forget.
Not that.
No, I didn't either. That would have been funny.
Nice to meet you.
No.
Damn, I mentioned Ludacris twice in this episode.
Luda! My dude.
Damn, all right.
Well, we were talking about Fast and Furious.
Peaks and pits, France. Your turn.
Peak. Actually, I'm a sucker for the small details, and peak for me was the way it was. I felt like I was watching the devil, like Devil Wears Prada. Mm-hmm. Like, it was legit fashion. People drawing shit.
Like a better version of it.
It was
more. I liked Devil's Wear.
Yeah, but this is more character-based. Yeah, character-based.
And so much more about the fashion. I feel like Devil Wears Prada wasn't.
I think really the peak clothes. For me is the play, like the play between Emma Thompson and Emma Stone.
Yeah,
the many ways that they had to, like, yo, they was wild. I was like, yo, they was just going off,
and yeah,
it was just like so. It was like so much, like Victorian style drama. It was just,
they did it well too, because usually, like in Devil Wears Prada or things like of that nature, where you have the boss who was like mean no matter what, there was moments where she agreed with her. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, that is better. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to expect that.
But she agreed with her so much that you start seeing how she has no original ideas of her own.
Right. That's true.
She just
true.
Literally just takes everyone else's ideas. It was battle rap fashion. It was like,
yeah.
But
bars.
But it was not a, yeah, it was not a.
It was URL, but.
Yeah, it was getting smacked only one way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep saying Emma Thompson's character because I forgot what her.
What is her name?
The
Baroness?
The Baroness.
Yeah, the Baroness.
I don't know what her.
All right, Baroness had no bars. She got bars on her name, but it was really Cruella that was, you know, spot on. This mad. You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I apologize to all y'all for that
she
one.
She didn't kill puppies, though. So,
but for a moment thing, you thought maybe she did.
I didn't think she did that shit.
Yeah, but see, how they gonna? This is what I'm wondering, because they're gonna do another one.
See, well, that's my next question. Wait, let him do his pit,
all right.
Then we're gonna go into it.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you do?
The pit was the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Because the whole internet was like, Twitter was beefing about the intro. To Cruella, mad memes made out of
really?
It.
Really?
Because it's stupid, this idea that she would grow to kill these things because they killed her moms. Trying to make her like reverse Bruce Wayne type shit. And it was like, it was a weird turnaround, but then they hit it in the narrative, and it made it like so poignant.
Yeah, but now like, I really want to know what makes it.
Exactly. Oh yes. My God, I have theories.
But doing it that way, that real flat way, it could be clever, but I was like, I almost was like, I could turn it off here.
I know. I was like,
wait. Like,
we did it because I was like, it's Disney. Also, I paid $30.
So. Yo,
you watch this.
We are watching this all the way through.
You will finish.
Okay, so that was my next question: is do you think they're going to continue it, and will she be killing puppies?
That's what I have to go back and watch the animated 101.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm gonna watch it looking for like, is she joking though?
Mm. Right.
I don't think she is.
Is she kidding?
I don't think she was at all. So I'm like, how did she get from A to B? How did she get there? You know? I don't know.
They're gonna do another one, though. I bet they will.
Yeah.
While I was watching it, I was like, okay, because I do remember the animated one pretty well. My sister made us watch it like 101 times. So she's such a bitch to Jasper and Horace.
Right.
And they're both pretty not smart. So them being like pretty well-rounded, dope characters was different in itself.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know how we're going to get to the place where she's really treating them. Because she did for a little bit.
All right. Fumes. Okay.
Wait. So I think, because you know they're a family, right? I think Jasper and Horace die in some terrible way. And that's what fuels her to start being like crazy, like out of her mind. And then anytime she hires henchmen, she just always calls them Jasper and Horace.
And do they die via Dalmatian as well?
I don't know, maybe. But then, you know, she's just like off the rails. She'll do anything now. She has no family at all.
Right.
She'll just do anything. Nice kill puppies. You.
Gotcha.
I'm saying Jasper and Horace, maybe they'll just lose brain cells with fumes and stuff being around.
Or her hygiene.
No,
they become cowdoy.
Cowdoy, but you had no questions asked.
I don't know. The guy, one of them, not Jasper. No, Jasper.
Jasper's the tall one.
Yeah, he was the guy from Game of Thrones, right?
Yes, yeah. He was
that
one of the...
That we thought that he was like open the pits, Khaleesi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching them. I was like, well, I know that guy.
And the other guy is from Itanya. He plays the one who whacks the girl's knees.
Yes, and he is not British.
No, he's not.
The South.
So let's talk about cultural appropriation.
We back.
Exactly.
On point.
You know what it is.
Now they're gonna do another one because it's gonna win an Oscar for costumes.
We gotta find that costume designer.
And then it has strong performances in it. I think a lot of people are gonna watch it. So they're gonna buy and make another one.
It did 39% worse than what's the last Premier Access joint that came out? Was it Mulan?
No,
right.
That's right. Yeah.
Of course
so
it did worse
so
than
it did
Raya.
Worse numbers than that. So folks are giving it side eye.
But you know what? I think this is one of those movies though that
cult following, you think?
Not necessarily cult, not cult, but like they didn't get it the first. Like we saw it with no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it because I felt like I had to for this podcast. But I saw it, I liked it, and I would tell people to like it. I will watch it with Alexi if she hasn't seen it yet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think this is one of those that, all right, it might have off jumped done 39% less, but long term.
I think long run is gonna.
Yeah, I think it's gonna do really fine and do numbers, and it'll be okay. Now, do I want a young Jafar movie? Do I want a young Ursula movie?
Yes, I do want a young Ursula movie.
Oh, sorry. Do I want... Sorry, I was like emphasizing, punching the table. Do I want these things? Kind of, yes.
I don't want
young Jafar from the live-action Aladdin. I want young Jafar, like...
From the cartoon.
From the anime. Yeah. That's what I want.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Really quickly, costume design, Jenny Bevan.
Bevan?
I don't know how to say Bevan. She's from London.
Same person
who did Mad Max, Fury Road, and The King's Speech.
Oh, so she has no experience.
None at all. Maybe just like one Oscar.
Okay.
Only one.
Okay.
So you might be right. She could take an Oscar.
Nah, she might get.
Yeah, she might come.
It was pretty good.
Like, what is she up against? You know what I'm saying?
The fashion in Cruella was better than...
She's up against Bridgerton, okay?
Fashion I've seen, like... Like run like fashion week type shit. Like that shit was so good.
It was really good.
We should also, because this is a Disney live action, we didn't even mention inclusion, because that's what they always trying to.
I thought
in this one it was done better than their best so far, because there was not an eye batted at it, and it never felt like it was being shoved in my face.
I agree with that, but I also think it was lacking. I'm about to write a review for BNP, so look out for my real Black Nerd Problem thoughts. Because I feel like the one main black character, not that she was like shitted on, but it was like people just kept being shitty to her. And I was like, really? Do we need this?
But she did get set up though, because she gets one of the puppies.
Yeah.
So
she gets one of the puppies.
If they do another movie, she'll be front and center.
Right. That's when I was like, okay. And the other guy who... Forgive me. I'm assuming, I think, was of Indian descent.
I mean,
the dude who worked at the store.
Lawyer.
The lawyer. No,
oh, the lawyer. The dude who worked at the store.
Then he was singing the song.
No.
Yeah. He was writing the Cruella de Vil song.
Roger.
Exactly,
yeah.
Roger. So they're making it seem like they're the two characters who have all the puppies.
Right.
Technically.
Right.
But that just bothered me. The way she was treated was the thing that bothered me. I was like, God, really?
I get that.
She hardly had any lines, and it was always like, your stupid little paper, oh, do this for me. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was diverse in the way, it was diverse by the definition of diverse.
Right.
Like, everyone had a place. the black people that I saw.
Right, Jasper was.
Well, the dark skinned black people mm-hmm. were the security guards.
Sometimes in the party,
homegirl, this reporter that got.
That was the thing that one woman I sucked the security guard. Didn't she spray perfume in his face because he said something she didn't like?
Oh, yeah, one of the bodyguards.
But then she also did it to the other bodyguard.
Yeah.
So I was tased the maid.
Yeah. That was messed up.
Like, everybody got it.
Everybody got it.
But then you juxtapose that with one of the runway shows, there's a dark-skinned black woman at the runway show.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, short blonde hair and these dope, like, gold eyeshadow. So I'm like, they really...
Right.
Yeah. It felt diverse. It felt inclusive. Like, nobody was...
It wasn't like we didn't exist.
The Artie character was fleshed out person there.
Yeah.
Without ever trying.
And it wasn't like natural. And it wasn't comic relief only. You know, like they weren't one dimensional.
It's actually more wise and poignant and what's the word I'm looking for here? Like a specialist or an expertise more than anything else.
Yeah, so from a narrative perspective, especially if you're a young person, you're watching this, that's a person of authority. I respect them. So I thought it was done well.
Right.
Ideally, no. But based on their other efforts, you know, this one felt, I'm like, maybe they're getting it. Let's just do it and not make it like a...
Yes. You know, I was not so offended that we're doing. Beyond belief felt left out or whatever.
Again, I'm not saying this is a diversity tour de force. Watch this in June or you're not an ally. I'm not saying that.
And inclusion is. Watch Cruella.
Right.
No.
I'm not saying that. But, you know, they do it pretty well, right?
All right.
And did we rate it? We did.
We did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gave it 8s across the board.
We did.
For anyone who didn't hear,
the Cruella spoiler is over.
It's over. So. We did it. Yeah, you can listen now.
Okay.
It's so funny. So we went to St. Thomas and we did this like sea trek thing that is for another time, another story. But they give hand signals, right? So like, if you're okay, say you're okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get the hell out of there, you do a thumbs up.
Are you okay?
So it was really hard. I kept being like, you're good. I mean, you're okay. Anyway, sorry. We did thumbs up. It was part of it.
Yeah, no.
All right, so we're going to go into our coming soon, but
you didn't see any of the trailers.
I didn't watch any trailers.
Exasperation.
Because I saw them. I saw them. They were good.
Let's watch them together.
Can we at least watch the M. Night one?
I don't know how to do that.
They
can see our reaction to it.
Watch our reactions. Oh my god, I'm having a deja vu. This is really good.
Deja vus for you are good?
Oh yeah, no, they're great. Okay. It means that you're in the right place at the right time.
When you have them, you feel that sensation.
I do. I feel like I know the future.
Okay.
Why? What happens when you have them? Is it?
It depends.
Do you get killed in the Matrix?
The M. Night one is what, old?
It's called old. For anyone who doesn't know, I guess M. Night Shyamalan.
I should have them on my.
Has a new film called Old.
Wait, could we play the audio?
Put it to the thing.
I don't know, can we?
Oh, no, we can't. No, we can't.
No, we.
Pause.
I mean, I could just mute this.
I don't think anything's going to happen to us.
Yeah, M. Night will come to our house.
No, I know this. Trailers are free good? Use.
Okay.
I use them for
trailers are free articles. Use.
Trailers. Trailers specifically.
Trailers.
You can't show movies. You can show even trailers.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Sure.
Alright, here we go.
It's also just the audio.
You're watching this with us. I've seen them all though.
Here we go.
Daryl's gonna be pissed about
I'm
this.
I'm out already. Yeah.
Daryl.
Why?
He's like, oh my god, I have to cut this out. Let's just all start slowing down. What's the twist? I mean, Daryl can cut this part out if he wants.
Is this the latest trailer?
Wow. Do you think I found this online? I guess it's not that secret invasion. Oh my god, wait.
From the hotel?
Why would it make it down here?
You're asking all the right questions.
What the fuck is that? Oh, that's a dead body. Want to see a dead body?
The movie.
ASAP Rocky.
That was not ASAP. That was ASAP Ferg.
No. ASAP Rocky is happily with Rihanna.
What?
Oh, it's that dude.
What dude? Who's that? How do you know she just died? You know her? Oh, was she with him? It's time.
Dude said, "Mom, I'm
right here." That's so sad. Why are you looking at
me? He has a mortgage.
He graduated high school. You're all about to die. Oh, that's what's his name from Hereditary.
Yeah.
I love him. Super tanned.
Wasn't this guy Lost? No. But...
How did it know you were gonna have a baby? I feel like this is spoilers for the movie. Like, we should stop watching.
That's
true. Because she's like 85 now.
Because she's the devil. That dude, wasn't he on Lost?
No. But he's been in the summer.
Really?
I mean, maybe he was in like one episode.
I think he's one of the others.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Wasn't he?
He might be.
Oh no. We're here for a reason.
To eat each other.
Time.
I know already because time has passed faster by watching this trailer. That it's going to be disappointing in the twist.
I mean, it's M. Night.
Mm-hmm.
If it, the problem with the M. Night movies, it all hinges on the twist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you take the twist away from the M. Night movies, you don't have much.
You don't have anything. And then the twist is like, nowadays, is like, oh, okay, cool.
I mean, is it going to be a good enough twist to shock the people who have survived the pandemic?
Oh, wow. Damn. Shh.
That's real.
I mean, that's
what little, surprises all of
his, eventually
days.
His twists couldn't keep up with the shock of real life.
That's what you think it was?
Like, The Happening could have been a frightening movie if it was 1997.
I wonder if we watch The Happening now, would that be...
No, we just laugh at it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Too funny.
We're like, that happened to me yesterday.
Mark Wahlberg, it's too funny.
Nobody hears about the beast.
So Bryce Dallas Howard is behind all of it, right?
Oh,
she's the concierge at the hotel.
God. God.
That's what it is.
It's her.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I'm going to watch it.
I don't want to watch the Anthony Bourdain trailer again.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But I'm looking forward to the documentary. The opening line in the trailer is basically like, you know this story and it doesn't have a happy ending. And it's him saying it. Yeah.
Oh.
But
wow,
that's deep.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't think I'm in an emotional space where I can watch the Anthony Bourdain trailer.
I don't know if I cannot be. So
I mean, yeah, true. When are you like, oh, this is great?
Oh, the movie
to the Anthony Bourdain trailer.
Yeah, but it's done by I forgot the other documentaries that the person has done, but they're like, oh, okay, like their documentary. You know how nowadays documentaries either made by somebody you respect or somebody you suspect.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all they are.
That's true.
This is made by somebody I respect. So oh, nice. It's like, okay. But then the other trailers were this Mark Wahlberg movie.
We can just talk about it because it's Mark Wahlberg. Wait, but did we talk about Old? Did we say what we wanted to say?
We talked about Old.
Yeah.
The Mark Wahlberg movie is called Infinite. And the first thing I heard in the trailer was, "You are an infinite." So,
like an Eternal?
I want to say, is this dude not going to a dollar store?
I do not want to see a movie where Mark Wahlberg is an Eternal.
Well, in this movie, he gets, like, he's died and come back and died. He reincarnates.
Ah.
Over, but then he loses his memory or something. So
he's alive
somebody,
for so long.
Right. It's not a Moira thing.
Okay.
Because when she reincarnates, she's in a different timeline altogether.
Moira.
Like it resets.
This is X-Men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that.
Impressive.
Moira Taggart.
Moira McTaggart.
So it's not that. It's just him continuing. Like he gets to keep going.
Oh, okay.
And Edufor, I like, always get his is in this.
With Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. Like, huh. it's a decent cast.
Okay.
But I don't like Mark Wahlberg movies. I've had arguments with Christian and Ruffin.
Uh-oh.
Like, is Mark Wahlberg a A-list Hollywood
actor? Is this a Matthew McConaughey actor? Conversation?
No, because Matthew McConaughey, to me, is an A-list.
Dallas Buyers Club exists.
Right. Okay. But then is Mark Wahlberg one? I'm like,
he was in The Fighter. Okay.
No. He's playing somebody for Wahl.
I know.
Anyway, whatever. I don't want to get into that. And then he has a problematic past that always.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think he's a good actor.
Whatever. Then is the movie with is made by the co-creator of Westworld with Hugh Jackman. It's called Reminiscence.
Ooh, maybe I should try that one.
And that cast. I'll stop at Tandy Newton.
Now, is that the one that's happening on Apple though?
No.
Although, oh snap.
Reminiscence.
It's about P. Rock. It's about P. Rock and CLK.
That was French dropping his phone again.
Total Recall.
It has a Total Recall meets Inception vibe to it.
I'm sorry it's late.
Okay, she's a precog. Got it.
No.
When the waters began to rise, the war broke out.
Because the waters are rising?
Well, that is a concern.
It's Constantine.
But why would we war about it?
Wasn't a lot to look forward to.
You can't say things like that while Christian is listening.
Wow. And then he went back to being warlord.
Nothing is more addictive than the past.
This is just like whatchamacallit, End of Days.
Oh yeah.
Where they put the thing on and they go in the past.
This
and
is made by the co-creator Westworld, so they're all robots.
Right, they're all robots.
All of them are robots. That's what they are.
It's Minority Report.
It's
someone's
old,
committing a murder.
It's Old Man Minority Report.
Of course, Tandy Newton's in it. Or
yes.
That's not her name, though.
No, I mean
Tandiwe.
Tandiwe.
There you go.
She's dead.
Rachel.
Anytime Hugh Jackman raises his voice like that, the movie's usually pretty good.
It's true.
Because he doesn't do that often.
That's true.
Just saying.
He sings a lot.
Sure.
It's an interesting world. It's dystopian. It's like pre-dystopian.
Pre-post-dystopian. Pre-post-pandemic.
I get it.
It's
mental
like,
drugs.
It's like your head is in the clouds, but you're not lost in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're fighting about, but I guess we'll find
out. They're fighting about reminiscence.
Right.
If they don't got P-Rock and Steel Smooth in this soundtrack...
I don't think they're
that's what I said. I reminisce over you, my God.
I don't think that's in it. It'd be perfect if it were.
I don't think there's enough black people.
This shit's definitely taking place in the Inception universe.
Right? I feel like it could be. It feels like a mismatch of a lot of movies.
If he runs into Leo down in the further
Inception
water.
Yo.
Then I'm down.
Yo, he trips.
Although
and then he looks back on what he tripped
Nolan.
On. And it's on a spinning top that doesn't stop.
That doesn't stop spinning. Damn. All right.
And Michael Caine is there.
Michael
Caine is now there. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, like Looper. Yeah, it's all a connected universe. Every single movie.
Every movie's a connected universe.
They're all connected.
Because we're all connected.
Aww. You know what? On that note. No.
Right. Let's get to the comments.
You're very special, Tuner, isn't an actor.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
I haven't
done that. Put sugar on my sweet. You know what I mean? Don't add...
Don't
do
yum
that.
His yuck.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
All right. Damn. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Cruella. It's been a good episode. I'm going to say we went a lot of places. Hopefully we had bubble tea.
We didn't.
We know we didn't.
There's video evidence that we
Other
did not have
did bubble have tea. Bubble tea.
Word. Shout out to people who had bubble tea.
Yeah, thank you. But thanks for watching, listening. Catch us next time when we talk about Loki.
Loki premieres next week. So
yes.
Yeah.
I just keep saying when we talk about Loki.
Loki premieres next
week.
Just
like keep saying it. So fun. All right.
It cut out for some reason.
What cut out? What do you mean?
The stream cut out.
Just now?
Oh.
It may have been a few minutes, maybe.
Dang. Well.
So I don't know when the stream cut out.
Me neither.
I don't know if it caught my moment or not.
Which moment?
All of them.
Oh, our sweet moment.
That was crazy. Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Internet.
Maybe when you hit when the key when they hit the thing, it probably pressed the button.
Oh, it could have.
Damn, it cut off from all the way to the trailer. Damn, friend.
What? That's only like 3 minutes.
Nah, there's a lot.
But that was the last trailer we just watched.
Yeah, that's
all right.
What I mean.
So it's possible,
very possible,
stream people, that the stream cut off
right
in the middle of us watching the trailer for Reminiscence.
So sorry.
If that happened, oops.
Yes. You know what? Thumbs up on me.
If you're still there watching, we'll find a way to get to the comments. How do we go to YouTube or something?
No. Oh, the comments went away.
Yeah.
They're not there.
But anymore. There weren't many questions.
Okay. Well.
Let's see. You shouted out E. He was in the chat.
Wait, did we end the episode?
No.
Let's end for Daryl.
Okay. Yeah. So for Daryl. We're ending it.
We ended.
It's over.
Thanks, everyone. Catch us next time. Like, share, follow, subscribe.
It's not you, it's us.
All the things.
It's not you, it's us.